This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Baghdad today was rocked by a series of car bombings. At least four blasts killed more than two dozen people as insurgents stepped up their attacks before the January 30th election. The first bombing occurred outside the Australian embassy. Later, blasts rocked a police station and a bank where Iraqi policemen were collecting their salaries. An attack was also reported near Baghdad's international airport. NPR's Emily Harris joins me now from Baghdad. What more can you tell us about these car bombings?
Well, you're right in that Baghdad being rocked by a series of car bombs. It was just steady boom booms this morning. The first one, as you mentioned, was outside the Australian embassy. Two people were killed in that. A series of the other three car bombs went off in various places, including outside an Iraqi army compound. That's in the central area of Baghdad. And in total, there were over 25 people killed. The U.S. military says that they also found a fifth car bomb and detonated that themselves, which caused no injuries or deaths. The military said that these four car bombs, he said they were all suicide bombers, and he said that none of them actually came up to the target they were aiming for. There was enough protection in front of the embassy, in front of the military post, to stop it from being worse, but clearly there were two dozen people killed.
These attacks are apparently aimed at disrupting the elections, which are now just a week and a half away. Is there any way the vote could be delayed if it was decided to do that?
Well, there's two elements to that. One is a political decision and one is a legal question. Politically here, there is no indication from either American officials or Iraqi officials that the vote at this point would be delayed. There are still some Sunni Muslim groups who are saying they would like to have it delayed, but it really doesn't look like at this point it will be delayed. There is also a legal question. The January 30th date, or by the end of January, is written into what is seen as the interim constitution for Iraq right now, and it's also recognized in a United Nations Security Council resolution. So there's a lot of international law questions surrounding many of the regulations in Iraq right now and the legal basis for everything starting from the war, as you know, but there would certainly have to be some legal questions answered if the date were to be moved, even if there were the political will.
You and other reporters met today with the U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte. What did he have to say about the situation today in Iraq?
Well, he said clearly it's not the kind of security situation that's ideal to hold elections, although he said that in his opinion, the success of the elections wouldn't be whether car bombs exploded on election day. The U.S. line at this point is that one very key success is holding the elections at all.
Thanks very much, NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.